Good evening. Good evening, everyone. Today is the 24th of July. I hope you all got my update a while ago. Our special friends. We are broadcasting on about 20 platforms now. What I'm finding is that when things get tough, and as our society continues to go down the slippery slope, it behooves us to stay busy about our Father's work. You know, and so it kind of relieves my mind to keep busy. And there's nothing better to keep busy in than in the Scriptures. I've been going back some of my old sermons. Now, some of my old sermons I don't agree with me totally on. Okay. I was listening to one of my old sermons today, and one of the things I said on it, I totally disagree with what I said. So it shows that we do change as we study the Bible more, and we were given more light. I had to take the sermon down. I didn't even tell Rosette. But there was something I said on there that was just not right, and so I had to take it down. So we're learning, and God is continuing to show more and more truth to us, hopefully. As many of you know, we've had a very, very tough night and a very tough day today. Mark has had a real struggle all day today. Mark is with us tonight, and he's agreed to read some scripture for us here in a little bit. I think it helps him to focus his mind on that, but he has had a very, very tough night and a very tough day, struggling, trying to make sense of what's going on with his mind. So we do covet your prayers. God will give us wisdom and patience and grace through this time. We're going to sing some hymns, but before we do, we're going to have Mark read some scripture. And so, Mark, what are you going to, where are you reading from tonight from the Bible?
Lamentations chapter 1.
Lamentations, that's probably a good place to be tonight, right? Let me turn this around, see if we can get. I'm not sure we can get everybody in here. We usually can, but not getting everybody in tonight. There we go. Well, say hello, Mark. Say hello, Rosette. Can you smile for us, Mark? Can you give us a smile? Good, thank you. So you're going to read from what now?
Lamentations chapter 1.
All right.
How doth the city sit solitary? Judah is gone, the captive which has
been. Speak that much because we got it here.
And because of great servitude, she dwelleth among the heathens, she findeth no rest. All her persecutors overtook her between the straits. The ways of Zion do mourn because none turned to solemn feast. All her gates are desolate, her priests sigh, her burdens are afflicting, she is in bitterness. Her adversaries are the chief, her enemies boss, the Lord hath afflicted her for multitude of her transgressions, her children are gone and kept even for the enemy. The daughter of Zion, all her beauty is departed, her princes are become our hearts. Find no past, and they are gone without strength before the pursuer. Okay, that's all right. Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Well, Mark, that scripture is very apropos for the day. Seems like we are living in very desolate times.
Yep.
And that God can intervene for his people. The first song I'd like to sing is on page 248. It's called The Traveler. And
238.
Yes, 248. And actually, I knew some of the family of the author of this passage. This was written by Elder Leon Clevenger. I knew Norman Clevenger and Kenneth Clevenger personally. So it makes it kind of a special hymn, of course. It says, my days are passing swiftly by. My journey soon will end. I seek a home beyond the sky, eternity to spend. Oh, how I long to fly away where I can be at rest, and in that home a perfect day to lean on Jesus' breast. A blessed home not made with hands, eternally on high, prepared by Jesus in that land where none shall ever die. Awaits a sinner saved by grace through faith in God above. There they shall see his smiling face and rest in perfect love. Dear Lord, with hope sustain our hearts while on our journey here. The blessings of thy grace impute, deliver from all fear. Then when life's weary day is done and death shall give release, take us to dwell with God's dear Son in perfect love and peace. My days are passing swiftly by, my journey soon shall end. I seek a home beyond the sky, eternity to spend. Oh, how I long to fly away, where I can be at rest, and in that home a perfect day, to lean on Jesus' breast. A blessed home not made with hands, eternally on high, prepared by Jesus in that land where none shall ever die. Awaits a sinner saved by grace through faith in God above. There they shall see a smiling face and rest in perfect love. Dear Lord, with hope sustain our hearts while on our journey here. The blessings of thy grace impute, deliver from all fear. And when life's weary day is done, and death shall give release, take us to dwell with God's dear Son in perfect love and peace.
The next one.
But once I had a glorious view. This is taken from the 23rd chapter of Job.
Oh, once I had a glorious view of my redeeming Lord. He said, I'll be a God to you, and I believed his word. But now I have a deeper stroke than all my groanings are. My God is near, of late forsook, he's gone, I know not where. Oh, what immortal joys I felt on that celestial day. When my heart began to melt, my love dissolved away. For my complaint is bitter now, for all my joys are gone. Astray I'm left, I know not how, the lights from me withdrawn. Once I rejoiced, the saints to me they were most dear. I then could stoop to wash their feet and shed a joyful tear. But now I meet them as the rest, and with them joy will stay. My conversation, spiritless, or else I'm not to say. I forward go in duty's way, but can't perceive the way. And backward on the road I stray and cannot find him there. On the left hand where he doth work among the wicked crew, and on the right I find him not among the favored few. What shall I do? Shall I lie down and seek in deep despair? Will he forever wear a frown or hear my feeble prayer? No, he will put his strength in me. He knows the way I throw. And when I've tried so patiently, I shall come forth as gold.
Well, the last one we're going to sing, it's amazing how Mark knows these hymns. We've sung them so many years that they're just ingrained in him. This next one is called Babylon Has Fallen, 232. And Babylon certainly has fallen. There's no question about that. By the way, while we're doing it, I'd like to just remind all of our friends that Sister Tori sent me a video, and you may have all seen it because I sent it out to everyone. But there's a fellow that is retired from the military that has quite a bit of intel, friends in high places in the military. And the officers between themselves are telling everyone to get their house in order, meaning get plenty of food and plenty of water. I don't know what is planned, but I know they're really stressing a lot of things right now. So that's just a caveat. That is on YouTube, by the way, that video. Babylon Has Fallen.
Hail the day so long expected, hail the year of the release. Zion's walls are now erected, and her watchmen publish peace. Through our Shiloh's wide dominion, hear the trumpet loudly roar. Babylon is fallen, is fallen, is fallen. Babylon is fallen to rise no more. All her merchants stand with wonder. What is this that comes to pass? Murmuring like the distant thunder, crying, oh, alas, alas. Swell the sound, ye kings and nobles, priests and people, rich and poor. Babylon is fallen, is fallen, is fallen. Babylon is fallen to rise no more. Blow the trumpet in Mount Zion, Christ shall come the second time. Ruling with a rod of iron, all who now has foes combined. Babel's garments we've rejected, and our fellowship is o'er. Babylon is fallen, is fallen, is fallen. Babylon is fallen to rise no more.
Dear Lord, we pray you would be with us tonight in the service. We pray that you would help us to glean something from your word, and that we might be edifying and encouraging to others. We pray in Christ's name. Amen. Well, tonight is going to be a real short passage of scripture I'm taking tonight. I'm taking this from the 130th Psalm. 130th Psalm, and I remember we've sang this song. Sometimes people sing this song as well. It's quite a song. Out of the depths have I cried unto thee, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let thine ears be attentive to the voice of my supplications. If thou shouldst mark iniquities, O Lord, who shall stand? But there is forgiveness with thee, that thou mayest be feared. I wait for the Lord, my soul doth wait, and in his word do I hope. My soul waiteth for the Lord more than they that watch for the morning. I say more than they that watch for the morning. Let Israel hope in the Lord. For with the Lord there is mercy, and with him is plenteous redemption. And he shall redeem Israel from all his iniquities. Well, that's 8 short verses, but it just... so resonates with me this day, especially with what has transpired with us the last 24 hours. Out of the depths have I cried unto thee, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let thy ear be attentive to the voice of my supplications. Thou, Lord, shouldst mark iniquity, O Lord, who shall stand? In other words, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. There is none righteous, no, not one. We all have gone out of the way. But there is forgiveness with thee, that thou mayest be feared. I wait for the Lord, my soul doth wait, and in his word do I hope. I'm glad that we can hope in his word. Tori and Tom Adams often include their emails with me in hope. We see the word hope often throughout the Bible. We see it here listed twice. We see it in the 5th verse, and we also see it in the 7th verse. My soul waiteth for the Lord more than they that watch for the morning. I can certainly relate to that scripture. I say more than they that watch for the morning. Are you waiting for the Lord? I know I am. I'm waiting for his return. Let Israel, and we know that that's talking about spiritual Israel, not physical Israel, not the state of Israel. You know, spiritual Israel is Jew and Gentile from every people, every tongue, and every nation. Those who've been born again by the Spirit of God and elected and chosen from the foundation of the world to be recipients of God's grace. That's who spiritual Israel is. Let Israel hope in the Lord, for with the Lord there is mercy, and with him is plenteous redemption. And he shall redeem Israel from all his iniquities. God is going to redeem all of his elect. Absolute guarantee. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate. For those whom he predestinated, he also called. And those whom he called, he also justified. And those he justified, he also glorified. What shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It's God that justifies. It's Christ that died. So let us hope in the Lord, hope in his mercy in these very perilous times we're living in. We never know what we might have to go through. You know, and we never know what we may have to face. You know, and You know, it's startling sometimes when you think of how Satan tries to work to divide and to bring havoc in families. And I've noticed since I started putting some of the old messages back on my other platforms that I have sensed in a real way the battle of Satan doesn't like the truth. And the scripture says that we have not yet resisted under blood. But he that will endure until the end, the same shall be saved. God will preserve his saints. Total depravity, unconditional election, limited atonement, irresistible grace, final perseverance of the saints. I want to remind everybody we have a fellowship call tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock Pacific time, 11 o'clock Central time. And it's usually a great blessing to be with the other brothers on that call. We're going to conclude with a hymn. I don't know if you all have one in mind. What's the number?
Save my roots.
The number on it?
435.
Saved by grace. That's the only thing we can be saved by. Not by works of righteousness that we have done, but through his own mercy and grace. Out of my guilt, I try to pray that God will open up the way and lead me from this sinful place to tell the story saved by grace. Oh, let me feel thy sweet embrace and tell the story saved by grace. Oh, let me feel thy sweet embrace and tell the story saved by grace. Now here I am at mercy's door, a place appointed for the poor. Oh, let me see thy lovely face and tell the story saved by grace. My prayers went up, a feeble cry. Now say, dear Lord, or I must die. He lifted me from this low base to tell the story saved by grace. My Savior died on Calvary's tree to buy a home in heaven for me. He raised me to a blessed place to tell the story saved by grace. The weariness of years to come, and I perhaps am near my home. I hope to reach that happy place and tell the story saved by grace. The shadows fall and life seems vain. Our bodies come to dust again, then race to see him face to face. We'll tell the story saved by grace. Oh, let me feel thy sweet embrace and tell the story saved by grace. Oh, let me feel thy sweet embrace and tell the story saved by grace. Okay, well, we want to thank you all for joining us tonight. Hope that this has been a blessing. And we hope that regardless of what you're going through, that you will always remember to hope in God's Word. I want to request special prayer tonight for Ashley. I got an email from him a while ago. He's in Australia, as many of you know. And him and his wife are put on complete lockdown. Can't even leave their house. Talk about a prison country. And I wouldn't be surprised if we see that in our own country. And, you know, it gives a whole new meaning to the land of the free and the home of the brave, does it not? Anyway, May the good Lord be with you and comfort you during these times is our prayer. God bless.